Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Radio, the Republic Broadcasting Network, third hour. We are talking to Jeff in Idaho. Before you get back to what you're talking about, Jeff, Robert David Steele, Roy Potter, all these guys saying that there was truly an intercept over there in Hawaii. What's your thoughts on that before you jump back into Dr. Parker and all that stuff?
That could potentially be true because they got a lot of P3 and P8 Orion type sub-hunters going out. And this is what Brooks Agnew's show was about, is they got a lot of track in the Atlantic right now. So we know that they'll basically, since they can't get rid of Trump and they don't want Pence, they'd rather have Paul Ryan in there. So they could try and actually do a nuclear strike on to get rid of Pence and Trump at the same time, because they really can't do the impeachment thing with the election cycle coming up in 2018 now. So that could be a real thing. And Hillary Clinton and these guys, as Brooks Agnew talked about, was on Chelsea. The Clintons were on Hawaii at the location where the secure satellite phone is 30 minutes before the false flag thing went off. Okay, so there's a lot of stuff. It's hard to tell. You know, you're never going to be able to pick out who's doing what to who. But since they tried to disable the nuclear navy, you know that this is cruise missile and stuff. Just like, remember the Kursk was taken down, and then that cruise missile was maybe resurrected and then launched into the Pentagon as, you know, the globalist attack for to make Russia and USA fight each other. On 9/11, Russia was having a nuclear drill that day. So this is how they do these things. And when the Oliver Stone interviews of Putin went on, Putin made a special statement to basically clarify that he told Bush 2 that he was rescinding the nuclear drill so that someone didn't get trigger happy based on the Pentagon getting hit. Okay? I can't verify, but I can't verify or deny the guy that called first, whether he's insane or crazy, and I can't verify or deny any of that other stuff. But if you look at Cody Snodgrass's stuff that's coming out, he's just basically fired the ammunition on top of the Uranium One scandal that's going on. All right. If you go to www.lightonconspiracies.com/Cody/, that's Ole Damigar's website where you can buy for $20, Choosing the Light. And Republic Broadcasting had it at the end of December after Cody got in his accident. Now, 12 hours before Cody got in his accident, I'd actually emailed him and mailed him my, he'd actually gotten my thing, and he hadn't sent me a CD yet. I wanted a hard copy so I could, you know, in case there's changes made on the online version. So hopefully a lot of people will interview him. Susan Lindauer's got the information to interview Cody, and hopefully when he gets healthier, he'll want to come out a little bit more. But I think what you're seeing is a professional lockdown going on right now with the knockdown dragout fight between the NSA, the corrupted CIA, and the FBI, with all the banker drug wars going on. Like the Moab that Trump dropped in Afghanistan, that was probably to take out the CIA's drug labs underneath the poppy fields, okay? And so Anna von Reitz basically said a few weeks ago that a quarter of the Navy has been taken out because the Office of Naval Intelligence, which is actually an element of the British government based on all of her research, you know, it was basically wargaming how to assassinate Trump, okay? That was in the past 2 or 3 weeks that she put that on the text online. So, you know, not being on air for the past 8 weeks, there's a lot of reasons why, because he had a Supreme Court case that was going to be against 35 different lawyers against him to overturn all the Obama stuff in February 2018 in a Supreme Court case. Now, I don't know if that's going through or all, but if you understand that they started exposing this stuff last year on Uranium One, Uranium One is essentially the juggernaut to basically then open Pedogate. And what this one contact said is that Trump is cutting out the middleman money managers, and that's essentially what the Las Vegas Saudi Arabian like takedown was. And that's why you know, that who would really be the normal crown prince in the normal transition, you know, is in jail and won't pay $6 billion. He's holding it out, but it's not going to work. So the Belt and Road Initiative is all online right now, and you know, the Neurophone, the Neurocore software that the Secretary of Education actually runs, you know, she's the brother of Eric Prince Blackwater.
Eric Prince, yeah.
So
yeah, Betsy DeVos.
Eric Prince basically was looking at doing the security on the Belt and Road Initiative. And so what this one guy was just saying about infiltrating China in the Uyghur area is right along the lines of what the game theory is for all this ISIS stuff. Now, we all know ISIS is Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. And so what we're getting down to is the breakdown of who actually has been, like, you know, doing the Mossad's, you know, by deception we do war issues. And Trump is, I think, hunkering down with the few people he can trust before, you know, he has major health issues. You know, that's why they brought out this report and made it so crystal clear that Trump does not have any directed energy warfare associated health problems right now. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? So,
yeah.
Because everyone's getting hit with this stuff. And, yeah, you've got the drone dropped, you know, when pigs fly flu going on right now, that is, you know, Dr. Parker on air basically said, you know, their goal was in 10 years to get rid of 3 billion people. So that's 300 million per year. So you're seeing the early phase of it, but it's a little too late, I think. So if Trump survives, you know, we can't have Pence in there, but if Trump survives, you know, there's maybe a direction where all this stuff goes. So, you know, I really was not going to call in, but, you know, I had to with the troll that called. You know?
Well, thanks for calling in, Jeff. Hadn't got to talk to you in a couple of weeks. I've been down and out under the weather, and so.
Robert. Yeah, like try basically liposomal vitamin C, or go to 7aloha.com and look up how to make your own microsomal vitamin C. It's basically just sunflower lecithin, an ultrasonic cleaner for $20 from Harbor Freight. And you mix the two together, and it's more powerful than the commercial liposomal vitamin C. So you need about 18 grams to get real healthy then, 18 grams per day.
Damn. All right. I'll look into it.
You need electricity. Yeah, and water. Yeah. Thanks. Have a great show.
All right. All right. See ya. Let's take Murr in Wisconsin. How we doing, Murr?
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I never called you before. Wow, Jeff,
well, good,
pretty much.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I covered a lot. Yeah, I got on when I heard Russell, too. Everyone needs to know, he's not Russell in Minnesota, either. He's in Montgomery, Alabama. He's works for Southern Poverty Law Center. He actually does design there, I guess he still does. So I think he just trolls for fun and bewitchment. You know, because he calls in Stormfront in different places, his different names. And I don't get how people can't. I mean, he was a little hard to tell tonight. He had it down pretty good. But there's something about his voice that is unmistakable.
Well, you know, once he starts mentioning Deanna, I zero in on him. He's got this fixation with Deanna. I don't know
He does. And when he calls into her, he's not so bad, you know.
Well, Ken said that's the giveaway. Ken said that when he starts talking about Deanna, that's the giveaway. But then when he started saying that how big of a fan Dr. Parker was of Barack Obama, I'm like, no, he was a fan of Trump.
That's total bull, right? You know what, though? We've got to really read between the lines and stay away from all the Talmud stream media, the movies, the music, all of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, here was something interesting. You know, Trump was saying on January 7th on his tweets, right, he kept pushing about the fake news awards, right? And then it was going to be Monday the 8th. And then he switched it to Wednesday the 17th. And then, ironically or not, on January 15th, the guy that has a Russia insider, Charles somebody, came out with this time to drop the Jew taboo, that we should speak openly about it. And that's also what, you know, in Rosenthal's interview with Walter White, which, you know, I've got the links and I'm putting them in the chat rooms, but the archives of Michael Herzog's on the 17th and 18th, I had sent that to him, but I didn't expect him, just for his edification, but he read all of it, and with such passion. I mean, that's something that you could pass on to people and let them hear, because on YouTube there's some mechanized voices of it, but, you know, I mean, that's just powerful, you know, to really see where a lot of these Jews come from, you know?
Yeah.
Not good.
You know, what I watched in the last couple days, rewatched, and I don't agree with 100% of it, because I think Dennis Wise takes it easy, let's say, on certain factions. But I watched the secret Masonic victory of World War II, and the whole series of his on the Dennis Wise YouTube channel, and I watched the NWO Communism by the Back Door documentary again.
Yeah,
and
it's the Mason one, right?
Yeah. There's so much good material in there, and you don't have to agree with every bit of it, because it lionizes Hitler to the point where he was a messianic figure almost. And I'm like, look, what do you think about this, Murr? Do you think Hitler escaped to South America with all your research that you've done?
Well, here's what I'm finding out from listening to Harry Cooper. And apparently it's kind of secret, but he was in intel, and he's got people from Russia going on these tours and stuff. And he's really researched, I mean, direct, not from books, you know, people directly. And apparently, I think it was, Foreman, had them drugged, both Adolf and Eva. So, you know, it wasn't like they escaped as much as they were abducted, you know.
Right.
But what are they going to do once they're down there, you know? So, but that's all right with me, you know. I mean, what he did was use currency that had no banker backing, okay? And it was a cooperative. See, that's the thing. It's an era of cooperation. And if we had that kind of atmosphere where, yeah, knowing reality, knowing they sacrifice and eat babies and make shoes out of them and every other damn thing, but still err on the side of optimism, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the golden rule, Amitai Etzioni got his own golden rule going on even, you know, where he claims it's just an adage, right, the one that Christ gave, right, where you love yourself and you love others and you love God first, and the law and the prophets, all of them hang on that. So that means that we can change prophecy. We don't have to live out 1984 or any other damn thing.
Yeah, you know, you go through these when you've been into this for a while, like most of us at RBN have, as far as listeners and hosts, you go through these peaks and valleys. Mm-hmm. And you know, another thing is, if you're in a geographic location like I am here, where it's like you're surrounded by zombies, and then you start to transfer that onto your whole country or the whole planet, and you have to really watch yourself from doing that, because there's pockets of, let's just say, awakenings happening, but if you live in a place and you're surrounded by goofballs all day, then you're not realizing that this is happening. And so we have that, you know, I try to keep myself from getting too, let's just say, pessimistic, because I'm surrounded by people and things that make me pessimistic. And so, but it's tough when you're when you're, you know, you feel like you're alone and it's like you, there's nobody else you can really relate to. As far as your immediate, you know, surroundings, it puts you through the valleys from time to time. And especially if you get sick, like I got sick in the last couple of weeks and I was like, my gosh, you know, then it puts you down there in the valley a little further. And so I'm glad I did the show tonight and opened the phones up and had a lot of callers.
I am too. Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you did. This is so much fun. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I've managed somehow to transplant myself. We won't go into my whole life, but, you know, I've had a lot of whatever. Anyway, so I'm out here in this Marshfield Manor home circa 1970s on a windy hilltop, and I love it. You know, I mean, it's very precarious.
Right.
But it teaches how durable we each are. I mean, Spirit told me last year that the winter wouldn't be as hard as they were predicting, and it was right. You know, and I was able to tell the neighbor a little ways away here that, and he clears the roads and everything, and it put him at ease. And then, so then this winter, I didn't get to talk to him, but Spirit had told me, you tell me the whole cold, hard facts that were coming, right? Because they were predicting it was going to be mild this year, right? So I drained all the water except one pipe with the heat tape coming from the well, and that froze up because it went double digits below zero and then double that into wind chill, you know? So it was frozen for 12 days, and, you know, I had drawn some water, and then they came and checked on me, or he did, and he brought me a jar of their honey, and, you know, see, they didn't see signs of life because on the south side where I take care of the chickens and everything, they can't see from their place, right? So anyway, they brought me a bucket of water, too. But I was melting snow, you know, and I found that your average snow, a 2-quart pan will melt down to 2 cups.
Nice. So,
you know, it was good for the chickens. I mean, they'll even peck at snow, you know. But I mean,
now have you seen the people floating around, like, in certain parts of the country where they're melting the snow down and seeing various chemical residues and all kinds of weird artificiality? How'd your snow taste?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Well, you know what? I'm blessed, and I think it was a nice fluffy snow, you know, when I needed to use it. And I also kept one of the last emails that I had gotten through to Dr. Parker that he really liked was it was a verse about preaching the gospel to every creature. And then if you look at the definition of creature, there's even tiny creatures in water. So then, of course, you can extrapolate that to Masaru Emoto's work. And you're basically preaching the gospel when you're saying love and gratitude, right? So you're changing the water. So I'm thinking this the whole time I'm working with the snow and the water, you know? And that's how Emoto died, you know. Dr. Parker finally told us that, you know, it wasn't that he just died. He was killed. When they came back, I think there were 200 of them that sat around that horribly polluted lake, and I think it was China or Singapore. And over 2 days, you know, just with intention, they cleared all the pollutants from that, and it was on his return from there that he was killed.
Oh, yeah.
We're powerful. We're powerful.
Yes.
What's her name? Aaron Dykes and Melissa Melton, they have an intention, the rice experiment. That's fun.
Yeah, I saw that. Saw that.
Yeah. So we're powerful. We're co-creators, you know. And who else is it? Bruce Lipton, that's the one Al Whitney likes to talk about, you know, about basically changing at the cell level because you want to. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying about prophecy and everything else. It's up to us.
Yeah.
You know, and if you shut off, just don't consume all this stuff that makes you fearful. Don't be fearful. That's what they feast on. I mean, even, and when you say alone, I always think, you know, that's really just a contraction of all one. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And the more I'm out here on my own, my kitties and my chickies, the happier I am, and I never expected that. But I also have a really close spiritual walk, and I love it, you know. And I, you know, I pray for everyone.
Well, there's the music. Thank you for calling in. Great call.
Thank you.
Call
Take
in
care.
Again sometime.
All
right. Yeah, you too. Bye.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're back in Incendiary Radio on RBN. We got a couple callers left, but this is a very short segment, and I wanted to get this in. So I'll take the two callers after the bottom of the hour. Now check this out. I'm on Bishop Williamson's mailing list. The St. Marcel Initiative.com is where you can read his posts, and and this came from yesterday, January 20th. Prison survival. Are you afraid of the globalists coming hell? Your inner castle filled with God, build well. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, 1918 to 2008, so he had been 100 this year, is one of the few truly outstanding writers of the 20th century because he is not godless, but came back to God thanks to his sufferings under the totalitarian tyranny of communist Russia, which lasted from 1917 until 1989. His major work is the Gulag Archipelago in three volumes, for which he drew extensively on his own experience when he lived from 1914 1945 to 1953 inside the communist archipelago of prison camps spread all over Russia. He survived the experience, and his writings include hints or serious advice on how to survive in such modern-day totalitarian prisons. One hears that the globalists have already built prisons across the U.S. in which to shut up enemies of the globalist state, and who will surely include convinced Christians. The following seven-point recipe for survival was drawn from the Gulag Archipelago and presented recently in France. And, you know, Dave Hodges was posting about these Sam's Clubs closures, and he, you know, reminiscent of going back to Jade Helm and the Walmart stuff. Look, remember, folks, these camps hidden in plain sights, the big warehouse districts, there are warehouses that go on for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of yards. The outlet malls with the towers already built in. Do some comparison side by side to concentration camps or internment camps, and then look at these outlet malls. And don't forget about the outlet malls. So let's get back to the seven-point recipe. At the preliminary interrogation, do not try to deceive or trick the interrogators when for a week you have been given the bare minimum of food and sleep for survival. Rather, play the idiot from start to finish. I don't know. I can't remember. In any case, do not fool yourself. It is the interrogators who write up the interrogation. The party is their conscience, and they do not want to lose their jobs. Once inside the prison, lead any kind of life of the mind sufficiently intense for no kind of suffering to be able to knock your mind off balance. Get into your head as fast as possible that your past life is over and done with, even life itself. Once you have nothing more to lose and are convinced of it and have made up your mind that cost what it may, you are going to stick to the line you have determined upon. Then you are no longer afraid. Automatically you find the right answers and how to answer. They can no longer impose on you. And if you have to die, you do so with dignity and a clear conscience. Here's the moral strength that they are afraid of, which they can do all they can to break. For instance, by raising false hopes of you receiving a pardon. Possess nothing. Be detached from everything. And you will have the calm and freedom of mind to judge serenely of people and circumstances. Rely on your memory alone to call up everything you know of man and human nature. Give up any desire to organize your own life in order to preserve your peace of mind. Believe nobody. Distrust everybody. Inside the gulag, nobody does anything for nothing. Finally, stick close to decent fellow prisoners against the crooks and informers, taking justice into your own hands if necessary. For indeed, one of the most remarkable discoveries on your journey through this scene from hell is that your worst enemies are not the prison guards, but your fellow prisoners. The law of the jungle is, today, it's you that kicks the bucket. Tomorrow, it's my turn. All that you can do is to strike first, even if you get knifed in return. In brief, make yourself respected if you do not want to be exploited. Just wanted to read that. Saw that. Very interesting. We're coming up on break, but here's some of the stuff that I didn't get to. I saw one of the YouTubers had this up where the NASA astronauts are allegedly up in the space station. And they're teaching the kids that watch these NASA videos to actually swallow their toothpaste, because that's what they're doing while they brush their teeth, and then they swallow the toothpaste up on the ISS, allegedly. Well, then basically the YouTuber's like, well, if you teach these kids to do that three times a day, you're going to kill them. So NASA's teaching kids to swallow toothpaste. I talked about these Tom Petty and the rest of it. This meteor or whatever it was over Detroit, very interesting. Some people are speculating that it was some sort of a directed energy weapon, a plain truth. The YouTuber that Hijacker was talking about, he speculated that. Other people were like, it's like it was a meteor that broke up. Basically, it turned the night sky into basically almost a daytime for a split second there. You know, all these. Oh, and Ken said one blew up over Dallas as well. I wasn't aware of that. So weird, strange signs coming out of the skies. Is it Is it organic or synthetic? Your guess is as good as mine. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break. We'll take the remaining callers.
I found a fallen angel, too wicked for her home. And together we were wound, together we will roam.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back in Incendiary Radio. I wanted to play just a few seconds of this Deborah Tavares bioweapon flu thing, and we got three callers left, and we're gonna get them all in. Let's roll 22 real quick, and I'm just gonna let it play for a little bit.
Hello, this is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. This is an emergency broadcast to let everyone know that is listening that this flu season that has spread through the United States is a biological warfare that has been induced upon us. So I'm going to talk to you about that now, read to you what the media is telling us, and then talk to you about the ways in which we know it's a biological warfare. Okay, so it is very important for you to understand that the Center for Disease Control is an agency whose purpose and sole purpose is to support vaccinations for Big Pharma. The CDC has been caught altering data on the MMR vaccine that causes autism, as leaked by whistleblowers within the CDC. Please watch the YouTube Vaxxed. The article I am going to read to you below is misleading the public, because we are an agency network of corporations and we are being deceived, and this is a genocide program. So here's what the article is telling us. 2018 flu season is shaping up as one of the worst in years, officials are telling us. The entire continental United States is experiencing widespread flu right now. The first time in 13 years of the current tracking system that this has happened, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. There is no prevention about anything with the Center for Disease Control. They are a genocide agency working for Big Pharma.
Officials all right, you can stop it there. I want to get to the callers, but, you know, and who knows how sick I would have been if I wouldn't, on my battery of naturopathics. I don't know, but I was jacked up. Let's take Mike in Maryland. Greetings, Mike.
Well, I hope you feel better. And you get a great show as always. My nickname on the chat room is Meat Dog, in case anybody was curious.
All right.
But I want to talk about California. There's three topics about California. And the first two would probably take too much time. One is, and I'll give you the third one that maybe be more better for the time frame we got left. But the first one is California going to succeed from the union? And also, how successful do you think the new California will be that is going to succeed from the state of California that will still remain in the country? But the third topic that should take less time is, apparently the Attorney General said that he will arrest or prosecute any business that turns over information or fires illegal aliens in the state. I mean, what do you think is going to come from that? I mean, you talk about being between a rock and a hard place with the businesses in California, because it's damn if you do and damn if you don't. You know, how do you think that's going to play out?
Well, I don't know. Here's what's really got me pissed about, and I know that it's like, look, the optics of Jeff Sessions and the feds coming down hard on these basically treasonous state actors, state, county, municipal, sanctuary city types, and all of these radical, basically communists that are openly committing treason against the nation. That has had me pissed for so long. The people that just flout the basics. It's just insane to me. I don't know how it's going to play out. There's so many zombies out here that are basically have been conditioned to be treasonous. And they believe communism is Americanism. How it's going to play out, I don't know. I personally think that some of the – I mean, Jerry Brown should have been arrested a long time ago. He's not going to get impeached because California is a bunch of commies, but in the state house. But, you know, all these guys, all these far-left radical idiots like out there, there's so many of them in the state government that should be arrested for treason. I don't know what the answer is. What do you think should or could happen?
You know, that's a good question, because I don't know. I was hoping maybe a caller or somebody in the chat room can give some insight. But it's like if they fire the employees or turn over the information to ICE, they're going to be prosecuted by the state. But apparently, if the
On what, I mean, on what grounds, though? I mean, that's what's crazy. They do these threats, but I mean,
no, I know.
Yeah, what law are you going to use to say, I cooperated with federal immigration law?
and if they acquiesce to the attorney general in the state, then maybe they're in danger of being getting into hot water with the feds. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, could this set a precedent for a mini civil war or some kind of?
Yeah. Well, you know,
I don't know.
I speculated about this a while back when I was reading that that article from Hodges talking about the Chinese being involved. You know, there's a large Chinese contingent in California, and so there's millions of these folks who are ideologically, some of them are probably very closely aligned with Marxism and so forth. Now you got a large military contingent all over the state of California. I don't think the state could survive financially without the federal government, the presence of the troops and all the infrastructure money that goes along with that. Their pension system is way in the hole. I don't know what would happen. It's Ken thinks, he just told me, it's a point of no return. This is an interesting line of thought with California seceding, this Jerry Brown character. So your guess is as good as mine, but I think personally what I would like to see is the arrest of these openly treasonous politicians. Will it happen? I don't think we have the political will built up in the country quite yet for that to happen. I think there's too many nuts out there on the left coast.
And if the new California secedes from, you know, from the old California, those counties that are apparently lining up to do so, they are largely white and middle class. As a consequence, more productive and wealthier than the other parts of the state that are dominated by the third world invaders. And if they secede, which apparently, because I listened to Dave Hodges, he had the guy on there from Agenda 21 Radio, I think his name was Preston, his last name. And if the new California secedes from the present state of California, they're going to be in a world of hurt because they're going to lose, undoubtedly, for the most part, the most prosperous counties in California. So it's a setup for real Donnybrook.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I mean, that's just another kind of a side issue compared to the government shutdown, all the skullduggery with the this whole dossier gate, release the memo stuff. I mean, we're there's so many things going on right now that, like I say, I don't. Yeah, it's like I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that we've got some very interesting times ahead, and it's gonna come our way very, very quickly, I believe. And so, everybody, hold on to your hats because there's forces out here that basically want to push us over the edge.
Well, you know,
go ahead, take your last word. I got two more callers.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. It's 2018 could be the pivotal year that we've been talking about for a long time. Hey, so yes. Hey, take care, and just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing great. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let's bring on Jim in my home state here of Missouri. How we doing?
Hey, how you doing, Robert?
I'm doing.
This is pretty interesting times. I was really worried about Dr. Nguyen when I didn't hear him on his show this morning. Mm-hmm. Do you have any, I don't know anything about it. Do you have anything to expand on as to what may have happened?
Ken, you want to jump on real quick? Yeah, he said Jeff pretty much knows more than anybody, and so what you heard from Jeff earlier is pretty much what the skinny so far of what we've got.
So so far, we just think that he's somebody's abducted
him. That was a troll caller. That caller, that was a Russ from the Southern Poverty Law Center calling in to troll me, to try to disrupt the show. I guess he got bored of being a creep and he wanted to come on the air and be a creep. So that was a bogus call. Jeff says he might be involved in some sort of a lawsuit thing going on, and I can't tell you. I'm in the dark as well as you.
Okay. This is kind of off of subject, but Deanna Spigdola had a lady on her show a few weeks ago that actually it was during the Chiefs playoff game, and I listened to it, and she's the lady whose mother was in the Hitler Youth that she didn't know about.
Okay.
And it intrigued me so much that I bought the book. I went on Amazon and I bought the book. Well, I got the book, and lo and behold, it was autographed by the author.
Uh-huh.
So I contacted the author, and we're now friends. Anyway, I was down at the pub the other day, and there's an old couple that comes in there, and we started talking, and she started talking about her experience going through the carpet bombings of Berlin.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wow, you're German? Yeah. And I said, you went through the carpet bombings of Berlin? Really? And she says, yeah. And I said, I have a book for you to read. Long story short, I put her on the phone with the author of this book because this lady's mother was in the Hitler Youth. And she broke down quite a few times while talking about her experiences. It was very... it brought me to my knees.
Uh-huh.
It was something else. And her husband, who was an American GI, he agreed with everything that I said. So there's a lot of information that's going around. People are waking up. There's good things going on. I just don't know how fast we can get it out there. But
that's
show, Robert.
Well, appreciate you listening. But yeah, that's when I first come on the air 3.5 years ago, I said we're basically in a race against time, with having enough people pull their minds out of the zombie mode in order to halt the agenda where it's too far gone. And so, look, I like Murr said, we're powerful people, and I've really got to watch my pessimism because right now, just in my personal life and so forth, I've been kind of in a valley. But the creation is a beautiful creation, and there's still a lot of good people out here. And, if everybody was as wicked as we think we do sometimes, life would be even 50 times more chaotic than it is. And so,
I'll just say this much, Robert. I've been on that depression mode for 30 years. It's tough. It's tough to learn the truth. It's tough.
Yeah.
And you know what? I want to hand it to everybody out there that still listens, because you know what? You got some big kahunas. It's tough to learn the truth. But you know what? Hang in, because I think the truth's coming out. And there's a lot of people that are starting to really wake up to it.
Yeah, well, you know, this is kind of prophetic, the, you know, where it talks about, in the time of the end, unseal the books. And it basically talks about the wise understanding and so forth and so on. So I think, look, man, we've been praying, a lot of us have been praying and hoping for this battle between good and evil, for the good side to start winning. And there are some things moving in that direction. And then look how long, like, people in our, you know, like on my show, how I've been like harping on the good people that are still inside the system, and they've just been feeling paralyzed. And there's a lot of things moving under the surface as far as this battle, this civil war up there in D.C. about what the future of this country is going to be like and what the future of the world's going to be like. And, you know, I just hope the forces of good can stick a fork in the forces of evil for a while. But, I mean, I know right now that we don't deserve it. Collectively as a nation, we've got a lot of bad things that, you know, that have been done in our names. So it is a weight sometimes. The more you learn, sometimes it's liberating, but at the same time you're taking on that weight of knowing that, you know, when you look, you know, evil in the face and you start to learn what it's about, it's a tough one.
I know I'm not supposed to say this public radio, but here's what they need to know. We're still here, you son of a bitches. We ain't going away.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Let me take the last call. All right, see ya. Let's take Brent in Dallas. How we doing, Brent?
Great. Thanks for asking. Gracias for taking my call, and I'm extremely grateful for your dedication. I'm sending you healing frequencies right now.
Thanks.
And they should be there already, because that's the speed of light. I'd also like to thank all of the wonderful ladies and gentlemen that have been calling in tonight, have made this a great show, made it a great show for you, and I hope it helped you alleviate some of the burden off of you tonight, and I'm sure that's one of the reasons they were doing it. But a great lineup, except, of course, Russ.
Yeah.
And I have a quick question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, a statement. Never let them take your joy. That pisses them off more than anything. Never let them take your joy. But I have a question for you. What is your sign, your zodiac sign?
Oh, I really don't like to get into that over the air.
That's fine. If it's something important, then okay, no problem.
What would you guess it would be?
Leo?
Nope. Capricorn? That's all right. No, sir. I don't know. I just, for some reason, I kind of guard that, my sign. I don't know why.
Okay.
Well,
spring comes on March 20th this year. Did you know that? Okay.
No, I didn't. Go ahead.
That's what I call the new year, spring, and it's on March 20th this year. The equinox.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I had for tonight. I hope everything works out for you and you get well very soon.
I appreciate you sending me the positive vibes and frequencies, man. Hopefully it's about done. So it's been a couple weeks. I you know the the poor people. You know, you got to worry about our older folks, and if what these folks, if these researchers are correct, and this is some sort of a weapon vector being thrown at people, the people that are already have trouble during, you know, flu season and so forth. And gosh, I mean, I just can't understand what. I know these evil people, they have this disease called psychopathy. They don't feel for others, but to actively participate in this geoengineering, this spraying of chemicals on top of us like we're lab rats, and putting these things into the environment because they think that, you know, all of us collectively, there's too many of us here, et cetera. It's to try to fathom that evil mind to, and I know these people think, you know, that they're going to, some of these elites think they're going to escape death because of the whole AI thing and the technocracy and the transhuman movement and so forth. But it still baffles me that people could give themselves over to the evil side like that. And, you know, like these characters like David Rockefeller and others, Zbigniew Brzezinski and so forth.
The creation source created them too. Yeah. It's a real big picture. And just the good news is the 7,000 years are up. It's our turn. But it's not going to happen overnight.
Right, right. Well, some people want to tap their foot in front of the microwave because things aren't happening fast enough. And I'm like, well, look, just a year ago, we had to suffer through this 8 years of this Obama abomination. And, you know, look, Trump is not a perfect person, and he's got a lot of bad spots. But some interesting things have been moving. The Bundys are free. What do you think would have happened if Hillary was president? You think those Bundys would be walking the streets right now?
There's no telling. Did you get the memo? The memo is going to start coming down. Look, everybody, just stay the way they are. You'll get the memo that we're going to start doing good rather than evil, and if you don't like that, then you'll just have to retire, or you're going to have to go look for a job somewhere else on another planet.
Yeah, I hear you. So you can stay on the line, but I want to go through some of the things. I want to go through a couple of things that I didn't get to. Sweden preparing for civil war. Now that might have to do with preparing to go at it with the Russians as well. Let's see. This massive Clinton spy ring. I mean, there was a lot of things I didn't get to tonight. You know, there's a story that dropped about this 15-year-old named Cain Gable. He's the one that hacked CIA Director Brennan's email from his bedroom. Just some weird things here. There's this company called Pi, PAI, that Face Like the Sun YouTube channel he was covering, where basically they're going to take these digital kind of personalities created and actually implant them into avatars in our world here. So very fascinating. Trump's shithole comments, I didn't get to go to some of that stuff. Very interesting. So I'm going to leave it there, and I appreciate everybody listening and calling. You know, I needed to do the show and have a lot of people call for I really needed it. So everybody, thanks for being there, and thanks for listening, and keep supporting the network, and I'll see you guys later.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Republic.